Okay. I don't know if it recorded earlier because my recording device has been doing some strange things here, so I don't know if it's working. So Thursday, July 31st, 2025, now 5:03 a.m. So I'm painting today. I'm getting ready. I'm all dressed, ready to go to my walk. I'm going to leave about a quarter after here. Still got to do some other stuff. I got to get my ID and all that sort of crap together and make sure I've got everything I need for the walk. I was doing something weird. It said at one point my recording device said the card's full, you know, and I know it's not because there's hardly anything on it. So there was something weird. I restarted. I pulled the card out. Well, I turned it off and pulled the card out, put it back in, and started it up again. But now it's not. Let's see. It says 8. Okay, maybe I was reading it wrong. I thought it's saying that it was starting all over again, like the card was blank, which I know it's not. So, or a different folder, that is. So let me get ready to go here, and I'll talk to you in a bit. Okay, 9:02 a.m. Man, I did better than yesterday, that's for sure. I got involved with, when I came back, I was going to, from the walk that is, I was going to check in. I don't know if I did. I don't think I did. I got involved with some other stuff. So let me get painting here because it's going to be a good day. It's not too hot today. So the garage / studio is not going to heat up that much. Okay, almost 12:30. I'm gonna eat a little something before it gets too late. So I'll be back to paint some more. So I was complaining about not getting much done, and I'm painting this little area. But yeah, you know, there's a lot of going back and forth and readjusting stuff, and maybe adding a pigment or two, and then taking it away or whatever. So there's a lot of decision making, I guess, that I do when I work on this stuff. So that's why it takes me so long to do everything. But let me go eat some lunch and relax a little. I hope I don't take a nap because I won't be hell cutting my painting time. Anyway, here we go. Okay, 1:54 p.m. I'm going to paint just for a little bit longer. Got back here, made the wife some lunch and myself some lunch. So it took me a while. Had to eat it too, you know. So let's see. Let's get some music going here or something so we can paint. Oops. Yeah. That's different, huh? Painting day. So it's 3:41. Yeah, I was wondering why it's getting so hot in here. Let's see what it does say. And here it is 81.1 degrees. Outside it's 93. Nope, not. 93 degrees. Wow. Oops. So, besides being a little tired about keeping my hands so steady and everything, I thought it was a good time to quit. So I worked on the floor behind my father's head and the bed, and then also the screen door for the front door. There's a obelisk that I worked on. Didn't really know what to do with it, but I just kind of kept it simple, I guess. Next window to work on is the one above the sink. So maybe I'll work on that a little bit tomorrow. No, I can't work on it tomorrow. I got to go help my sister again. Plus, I got other things I got to do, too. It's a water the garden day. And got to get the truck washed, too. It's really filthy. So, let me think about what happened today. Let's see. I watched some news. Oh, yeah. So the news is that Donald Trump is winning, and people are getting tired of winning. And they apparently, and I do recall them saying that when he started the tariffs that he was going to do on April 2nd, everybody was saying, "Oh, the economy is going to collapse." The stock market's going to collapse. World economy is going to collapse. I've heard all these different things. I remember all those. And, well, now you got people that really aren't Trump supporters, like Bill Maher, saying, "Hey, you know, he was wrong about that. You know, things are doing pretty good. People, there's no," he said that people were claiming there's going to be a recession. And he says he didn't see any recession, that people were going to be poor and bankrupt, and you don't see people poor and bankrupt. So if you listen to the Trump administration and the people coming out of there, they're talking about how the tariffs are bringing in revenues of billions of dollars, billions and billions and billions of dollars, hundreds of billions, I guess, huh? And so that's bringing money in. Also, the reason why he did the tariffs was to get people to renegotiate our business dealings with all these countries. And it's happening, you know. I remember one guy was saying that all he's going to do is alienate everybody. Everybody's going to shun the U.S. Apparently, they're not going to do that because they're all scrambling to try to get some kind of deal made, and a bunch of them have done it already. So that's a little bit of news of what's happening around now. Last day of July. So see you next month. Take care. Hopefully I'll see you next month. Take care.